The following program is brought to you in living color.
Bread, that this house may never know hunger. Salt, that life may always have flavor.
And wine, that joy and prosperity may reign forever.
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you've ever wanted to know about that cute, adorable, lovely little fruit, the grape, but we're afraid to ask. Yes, we are your media resource for everything you could possibly imagine. And apparently from some of your emails and calls, you'll have a much broader imagination than I do. Well, we are tripping nicely through the holiday season, and I do mean tripping in some of our cases. Like I said, I think all of you enjoyed last week's show. We did have the PRN holiday party, and we saw a lot of tripping after that one was all over with.
Boy, that was wild.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
That was very nice.
It was very nice. It was very gracious. I think everyone had a nice time. But I think there's a joy of having a wine show affiliated with your whole studio so that you can go in and ask questions and then ask more questions and ask for more samples. And we definitely were doing more sampling than we were questioning. Right,
well, you ordered my wine for me, and I thought that was very nice. It was very nice Chardonnay.
Well, I told you I was going to on air. You asked me if
I
would. And I didn't do anything ugly. I didn't do anything spiteful. It's not like I found a acidic, flabby, bitter wine.
No, it was great. It was light. It did not. The only thing it did to me is it turned my ears red like it normally does. But that's okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I figured maybe if you were doing this reverse Rudolph thing or if you had just...
I don't know what that's about. It just occasional glasses of wine do that, and I don't know why.
I think all of us, we've had a question about that on the crush. I know that at certain times, especially in colder weather, I can have two glasses of champagne and my cheeks just flush, and I have this nice rosy look to me. A lot of people have said there's a number of reasons. Now, look, there are a group of you out there that are convinced that when you drink red wine, your face gets flushed because of the sulfites. Let me remind you once again, a glass of wine has as many sulfites in it as a piece of white bread. So that can't possibly be it unless you avoid white bread. Most likely what happens is you drink alcohol, it thins your blood. As it thins your blood, it tends to flush you a little bit more.
Maybe that's it.
So why? Maybe you're just real thin. You have thin-skinned ears, Kent.
I must have, and I did receive a bottle of wine as a gift from my church choir director this year.
Oh, boy.
And it's a Riesling. And I meant to bring in the name of it to see if you were aware of it at all. But it looks like a very nice bottle of wine.
That was very nice and very, very gracious.
She probably figured I needed after that thing I had to do this
summer. I was about to say, is she either dropping a hint that you ought to drink before you sing or figuring that if everyone else drinks, they can make your singing tolerable?
I can't have a couple before we go up to the loft there. That'll be nice.
Yes, for our loyal listeners, everyone knows and loves Kent, but we have just really been picking on him lately and tried to get him to do a whole bunch of drinking and several glasses of wine before he had to go narrate the nativity scene. Unfortunately, he declined. If not, if we had put about a bottle of wine in him, we were all going to go watch, so that would have been entertaining.
Yeah, we didn't want to have Mary, Joseph, and the baby in the same manger or something,
yes.
So that was nice.
Oh, you're all around show. See, no, you can listen to the Wine Crush and just, you know, kind of take a little bit of comfort in the fact that it's not just y'all's office, it's everyone's office that behaves this poorly and this badly and thinks along these lines. And actually, I have a new quote. This is going to be my quote for the new year. I've gotten a lot of calls and emails and people talking about how much they like my accent or whether if they're up in New York or they're in Chicago or on the West Coast and have been transplanted from the South, that I'm just kind of a breath of fresh air. And I have joked and talked over the years about the fact that English is barely my first language. No, no, I got a new one. You ready for this, Kent?
All right, go ahead.
I am fluent in three languages.
Three?
Three. English, sarcasm, and profanity.
Okay.
There we go.
I will buy that.
That is my catchphrase. Yes, for those of you who have to know poor Kent back there on the booth having to hit the certain bleep button or edit button or, yeah, Laura, you can't say that.
We've ordered a bigger button for the new year, so I can find it easier.
Good. Nice. No, kind of like the Staples Easy button. Bam, you're done.
That's it.
All right. Some of you actually care about wine, and that's why you're listening to the show as opposed to my ramblings. So this week, I have some interesting wine recommendations. We've done all the big flashy holiday stuff. By the time you're listening to this, you should be enjoying your Christmas. You've enjoyed your holidays. You have family in the house. So I thought I'd go a little bit different today. Well, not that much different. On the red, I did. On the white, I did not. One last shot at a big, flashy, gorgeous, amazing Chardonnay for your white recommendation. Ramey Wine Cellars Hyde Vineyard Carnier Chardonnay. This thing is big, it's massive, it's bold, it's luscious, has that great oak flavor on it. It's so thick and full-bodied you could stand up a spoon in it. This thing is absolutely phenomenal. But definitely, that is your white recommendation. Of course, it is from Carnera, so you do have some younger fruit in it. But since they pick in small berries, since they have great concentrated aging, this thing is absolutely outstanding. It does have nice acidity, so you don't feel like necessarily you're chewing on that oak tree, but definitely a wine to look for. Great one to celebrate the holidays with, great one to drink the remnants of the holidays with, or to get over the holidays. Ramey Hyde Vineyard Carnera Chardonnay, outstanding. You should be able to find it for around $55 to $60 a bottle at your fine wine shops. Well, to do something different for reds, we've talked about Pinots, we've talked about Cabernet, we've talked about Merlot. Tired of that. Let's go across the pond. As you come into the holiday season, I've noticed this. A lot of my friends are talking about Christmas Eve, and they're talking about the fact that they always do some kind of lasagna. They do some kind of pasta. They do the Feast of Seven. And so not necessarily everyone's going to be doing ham and cow, easy for me to say. They are going to be doing pasta. So the red recommendation for this grand season is Ruffino Ducale Gold. I believe now it's Ruffino Reserva Ducale Oro. But this is just the heart and soul of what Ruffino does. I think it was produced for the first time in 1947, and it's been amazing since then. Everything they do is concentrated. It's picked off some of the best vineyards. It is a Reserva, so it has special aging characteristics. This, to me, is one of the finest mass-produced Chianti Reservas out there. Great label, great packaging. Works for that holiday party where you forgot to get a gift. Also works to keep your table just nice and balanced. What's great about this wine, too, is because of the aging process and when it's released, the fact you can drink it right when you open it certainly adds to the benefit. So your red wine recommendation for today, Ruffino Ducale Gold. You can find it in your Mega Mart with the pretty gold label. And of course, your white was Ramey Carnera Chardonnay. Both excellent options to finish off 2010. Now, talking about outside the box, this is something I have not touched on in the past, but this just merits mentioning here on the Wine Crush. Wine Crush, of course, we occasionally talk about spirits. We mention different kind of beers. But there is a beer out right now that I think all of you ought to take a moment to look for because it's only going to be out for a little bit. Sam Adams is doing a bottling called Infinium, Infinium. And when you go to your local beer selection and beer store and you're looking for it, just look for the champagne bottle. And you'll find this beer. So number one, obviously, this is what caught my interest, is the fact that as I wander down, it's not the usual 12-pack, 6-pack. It's this absolutely gorgeous package made by Sam Adams. It's a collaboration from Sam Adams and Wine Stefan. And if I remember correctly, Wine Stefan is the oldest brewery in the world. So this is very, very unique. You buy the bottle, and it literally has a wire on it. It's cork finished like a champagne bottle, and you serve it out like champagne. And once you taste it, it does have the finesse and has the hops that you would expect out of a beer, but it's light. It's airy like a champagne, and you can definitely taste the yeast in it. So this is something I would recommend for neat, neat gifts, for something unique for the holiday season, for the ultimate beer geek, beer nut. This is something to look at. It's fruity, it's got nice spice on it, and you can definitely smell the hops on it, but served in a champagne stemware, this is lovely. I've had some friends who've gone out to bars to try and order this, and it has been fun watching whether it's the server, whether it's the bartender, try and figure out how to present this bottle. Because all of a sudden you order a beer and you present it with a champagne bottle, it can be kind of unnerving. So the first time I ever saw it presented, I kept waiting for the poor girl to either go get champagne glasses or go get beer glasses. The guys were just in awe over the fact they had this bottle, it sat on their table, yet they couldn't drink it because no one could figure out the stemware. So for something different and unique, here at the Wine Crush, yes, we have finally recommended a beer, but it's definitely worth looking at. Now, Kent, are you about to fall over in shock because I recommended a beer?
I'm thinking this is a wine show, and I didn't know why you did that. But
You have to see the package. You figure if they're going to put a beer in a champagne bottle and have the bottle decorated so it looks like some kind of high-end champagne, we at least ought to miss in the crossover.
Yeah. But if you were hosting a steak show, would you talk about a nice piece of chicken that looks like steak?
Probably not.
Okay.
But if I was hosting a steak show, I'd talk about Chardonnay. Because after all, it's what, Kent? Drink what you like.
That's right.
And if people like, there are some people who do enjoy beer and enjoy wine at the same time. So the least I can do is turn them on to what seems to be a crossover of both.
I know. Because you're a versatile person.
You're just in a naggy mood today, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
All right.
I was sick all weekend. Okay, but I'm fine now.
Well, we hope you're feeling better.
I'm feeling much better.
Well, you can feel better after this because we're going to take a small break right here. When we return, we'll talk about some of your emails, get some questions out of the way, and get ready to introduce our guest for today, Miss Savannah Shaw, the etiquette expert, to help us wind down the rest of these holiday parties.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment. She had kisses
sweeter than wine. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, gold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. A special thank you goes out to all of you who have been sending me emails over the past couple of weeks asking about holiday parties, whether to give bottles of wine, how to handle gifts. And I got so inundated by all these great questions that I realized I was not near the person who could possibly answer all of them. Well, I could answer them. They wouldn't necessarily be correct. So I decided, when in doubt, find an expert. And that's exactly what we have done today at The Crush. It is my pleasure to introduce Miss Savannah Shaw. She is joining us as an etiquette expert today. Savannah, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I am outstanding. Thank you for coming back and joining us here at The Crush.
Oh, my pleasure, as always.
Now, it's fun for some of our listeners. We need to go back through this one more time. What exactly is an etiquette expert, and what is your background?
Well, I went to the Protocol School of Washington to become certified in business etiquette and international protocol, and I also went to the Etiquette and Leadership Institute and became certified to teach youth etiquette and leadership.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, I've been certified, just nothing along those lines, certifiably insane, so... So you are the woman with the answers. Now, day in and day out, say we're standing in line. Here's a great example. Standing in line, whether it's people trying to make a return at a store, trying to buy something, and the behavior we are seeing out in the market, does your hair just stand on end on a regular basis with how rude people can be?
Well, it does a bit, Laura. I think we're terribly rushed and stressed, and we forget to consider other people, and so it's most important that we slow down a bit and remember what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. You would like to think so, but when the poor little I felt so bad for this little old man in front of me. He was trying to count out all his change and all his pennies, and I've never seen that poor man be treated so poorly. The cashier behind was rolling their eyes, stomping, grabbing things, and I thought, it's not just etiquette, it's the doing to others as you would have done to you. And I was just thinking, this poor girl, someone needs to go back and just choke her. So
yes, well, I think nowadays it's quite tough and everybody's sort of overwhelmed and stressed, and so we tend to do the opposite of what is needed. We behave badly rather than really slowing down and trying to be aware that if we're super stressed, then we need to be super careful of our behavior.
And I could not concur more, which is what leads us to you being on the show for a little bit today. So if you don't mind, I have received a few questions that I would like to direct to you so you can help us out and see if we can find a common ground as people are entering into the holiday season. Obviously, a lot of the Christmas parties are behind us, but you still have office parties, you have New Year's parties. So a couple questions, if you don't mind, Miss Savannah.
Lovely.
All right. One, people would tend to think that this was my bailiwick, but honestly, it has not been. So I am going to a friend's house for dinner. I am bringing a bottle of wine that I would like consume for the evening, and I'm also bringing a bottle of wine as a hostess gift. We're going to go off two questions here. Number one, is it rude for me to bring a bottle of wine and presume that my host or hostess is going to actually want to serve it that night?
Well, it is. One should only bring wine that is to be consumed at another time, unless it's a BYOB kind of situation.
Is it proper to call ahead and ask, you know, hey, can we bring wine? Can I bring spirits? Can I bring something?
Well, you can ask if you can bring something, but once the answer is no, then that should be respected, and often it is. So if it's a BYOB or somebody says, oh, do bring whatever you'd like to drink, then that's super and one can do so. But if that is not said, then it's not appropriate. And so any beverage that you take should be consumed later by the host and not opened at that particular time.
Now, and is the flip side of that also true? If I am hosting a party, I'm hosting a party coming up on New Year's Day, and people bring wine and they have bows on it, is it imprudent for me as the host to offer and open that wine that day?
Yes, it's a gift to you that shouldn't be opened then no, it shouldn't be opened then. It's a gift to you for afterwards.
Fair enough. Question for you also, as long as we're on this topic. I can just get started all the way through on this one. As far as when I go to, whether it's my boss's house, a friend's house, and I bring a hostess gift. Thank you for having us in your house. Thank you for having us over. One, is it mandatory that I bring a hostess gift? But two, as the hostess, are they obligated to write thank you notes?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, gifts aren't mandatory. They're voluntary. However, there are certain things that obviously are good etiquette and good manners. So taking a gift is a lovely thing to do. And then if the person opens, this is throughout with gift giving. If you give a gift and it's opened in front of you and you're thanked, then there is no obligation to send a thank you note, although it's a lovely thing to do. I always send a handwritten thank you note, even if I have opened it in front of the person and said thank you. But it's not necessary.
Okay. In a roundabout way, though, aren't by taking a hostess gift, isn't that my thank you for being invited? At what point does the thank you for your thank you for your thank you end?
Oh, yeah. Well, it gets ridiculous.
Yes.
No. If you take a hostess gift and, it's not opened then there's no need to write a note at all. If it's for a hostess, no, you're absolutely right. You don't have to write a note, but you can do, obviously.
Okay. So when we look at the grand scheme of things, it's always fun because everyone doesn't have the luxury that you have and or have been raised with etiquette classes or compunction classes. But still, it's always fun to go through and look at these things. At some point, you have to admit that the formality of some of these holiday parties and how you get into it just gets ridiculous. There are so many different little things where I can trip up or screw up. I'm at the point now, anytime I get something, I send a note. So we just go back and forth and back and forth. It's like a Pete and Repeat set on the fence. Who fell off? Repeat. So who's left? All right. Well, Miss Savannah, we're going to take a small break right here. And if you don't mind hanging out with us, I have a couple more pointed New Year's Eve questions, if you can spare us a few more minutes.
I most certainly shall. I shall wait.
All right. We'll be back after a moment.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? what would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and right now we had the luxury of having Miss Savannah Shaw with us to give us some etiquette answers for those last-minute holiday crises. Savannah, are you still with us?
I am, Laura.
Well, thank you for hanging on, because I do have a couple more pointed questions that I think is going to address a lot of concerns everyone has.
Lovely.
Say I am hosting a party at my home, and a couple of my guests have become overserved. What is the best way to handle this?
As far as how they get home or if they're being rather rowdy or what sort of thing in particular, Laura?
Well, first of all, if they're being rowdy. But secondly, at that point, how do I inspire them to get a cab? How do I get their key? How do I work it so no one gets their feelings hurt and no one's embarrassed?
Well, that's a good question. You can say anything. It's how you say it. And so very politely suggesting that you call a cab is a lovely thing to do. When anybody has been, quote-unquote, overserved, it's always a sensible thing if you are not overserved and know what's going on to call a cab and help out with that situation. Although I really do suggest that people not go to parties and do that sort of thing, particularly office parties, of course. But even social functions, behaving like an adult is rather important, and being able to get home is just elementary.
Well, you would think so, and I don't disagree with you. In fact, like we say, sip socially here at the Wine Crush. Wherever you're going, find a way to get home that's not going to embarrass you or cause you any kind of damage or anyone else any kind of damage. But
yeah.
but we joke around about this, and actually I'm going to put Kent on the spot in the upcoming New Year. People who go to holiday parties, they aren't used to drinking, and then all of a sudden they may have two glasses of wine, and it just hits them sideways. So,
Yeah,
Savannah, but I'm very polite. I mean, I had that one glass of wine at the PRN party, and I threw myself out of the party, so that's the way I handle it.
It's always,
you removed yourself nicely.
It's always nice to know when we have to throw our own selves out. But so it is appropriate to offer to call someone a cab.
Oh, absolutely. That's a lovely gesture, yes.
Okay. And if they don't get the hint after that, just let them know, I have already called you a cab. Give me your keys.
Absolutely. Most definitely.
Okay.
Resoundingly, yes.
So take that in light, all of our listeners. Please pay attention, especially this time of year when, one, we all want to have a safe and happy holiday season. For those of you who are entertaining, please don't hesitate to make sure your guests get home safely by someone else driving. On the flip side of it, for those of you who are going to someone else's house, have enough sense, number one, not to drink too much, but two, if it does slip up on you, please find alternative ways home.
Well, and if you think you might sort of drink a bit much, then prior planning is always a good thing, because when one's had a bit too much to drink, one doesn't think straight. So when you are able to think straight, that's the time to do the planning. Do you know what I mean, Laura?
I do. Unfortunately, I have learned after many, many, many years, I can pretty much anticipate when the night's going to go downhill and know when I'm going to plan to call somebody or plan to have someone else pick me up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, we have some rationale left. Now, here's a bizarre question I don't think you've gotten. I had received this as an email. A lady was having a party at her home, and she had red wine and white wine served, and she had a guest who accidentally knocked their red wine over on the white carpet. Mm-hmm. And from that point, she wondered, the guest was just all undone. The guest was all upset, trying to help clean it up. But ultimately, from an etiquette point of view, say, Savannah, you are kind enough to invite me to your home. I knock my red wine over at the tablecloth. What should happen from that point on?
Well, you know, if you've got white carpet and you're serving red wine, that's a bit tricky. And if you have people into your home and, you know, you serve things that can be sold, I mean, nobody's perfect. And so it's your responsibility to take care of that sort of thing. But certainly if one has an accident, it's most polite to offer to pay for cleaning and that sort of thing. So does that make sense?
It does. So basically, if you were kind enough to invite me over, I dump my red wine on your grandmother's linens, I should offer to have it dry cleaned or offer to replace it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And it's funny, I've had friends that come over to my house and have dumped wine elsewhere, you know, and just say, oh, I'll pay for it, I'll clean for it. I'm like, please just leave it alone. Enjoy the party, relax, have a good time. We'll worry about all this stuff later.
Well, and that is such a great way to be, because really the important thing is that nobody is embarrassed or made to feel uncomfortable, because accidents do happen, and it's just carpet. And you know, if you're going to have functions and parties and live life, then you have to be prepared for those sorts of things to happen.
You absolutely do. I mean, if I were smart, I would have plastic covered my whole house before a couple parties I've had, but I'm the one that's willing to do that and take the risk. So that's
right.
Ergo, it's my problem.
It's like these people that have children come over and they put all their things up and this, that, and the other. Well, that's silly. You know, children should be taught not to touch, but if there's an accident, by the very name, it's an accident, you know?
It's not like they willfully, at least you hope they didn't willfully go through and destroy all your little gnomes.
That's right.
As you look at this time of year, I'm sure you get some bizarre questions. What do you find to be the biggest etiquette question people have around New Year's Eve? What is their biggest worry? What is their biggest concern?
Oh, well, I think that at the moment there's a lot of thought being given to business versus social settings and how to behave in sort of environments that are both, because a lot of business functions are being conducted after hours and off-premise and that sort of thing. So I get a lot of questions about that. And nowadays, with the economy as it is and jobs being lost or jobs being hard to find, it's important to present oneself in a proper manner if there's any business to be done. And particularly with the younger generation, they're a bit lost sometimes as to the correct behavior. So Being aware of the environment you're in and the real purpose behind the event, and dressing appropriately and communicating appropriately is very important. And it's a great opportunity to further yourself, to further your career and that sort of thing. So knowing how to behave is a very good thing.
It's very often that I like to pick on the Generation Y and the Generation Z, the Millennials and all that group, because I'm convinced they don't know how to behave at all, and that they think things should be handed to them. But I'm not going to get on that soapboxes. But I'll be honest with you, Savannah, it's all generations. It's not just the younger generation. I would say it's the Generation Xers. It's the Baby Boomers. It is everybody that could take a lesson from that, because ultimately.
Yes, sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, you look at this time of year and people, okay, it's the company Christmas party. I have to go. I need to show my face. Well, just because you need to go and show your face doesn't mean you sit there and you have two bottles of wine.
Right. We're most fortunate, even in bad times. I think that the quality of life here in America is for a lot of people very good. And so we don't expect things and we're not. We shouldn't walk about feeling entitled and that sort of thing. We just should respect each other and be grateful. I know it might sound a bit corny to some, but really just slowing down and being respectful and grateful is very good stuff. And I think we're all a bit hurried at this time of year. And so I know I've said it probably four times now, but just slowing down and being aware of our behavior is great.
I think, Savannah, that is the best thing we could end this segment on. Ultimately, if we'll all respect each other a little bit more, I think everyone will be a little happier and life will be a little bit brighter. Savannah, thank you very much for being part of The Crush today. It's always a joy to have you, and hopefully we can call on you in 2011 and get some even better insight into how we're all supposed to be behaving.
Thank you, Laura. Have the happiest holidays and a super new year.
You do the same, Savannah.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. We're going to take a small rest right here, and when we return, we'll answer some more of your emails and some more of your calls and get back on the wine trail again.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, gold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality.
When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's another tequila sunrise. Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. A special thank you goes out to Miss Savannah Shaw for helping us navigate the joys of these holiday parties. It's always nice to know that there's a right way to behave and a wrong way to behave. But Kent, you already knew that, didn't you?
Well, I knew that. But don't you think that etiquette in general is kind of a moving target? I mean, the party that you threw 60 years ago would be a little different than the party you throw today and the obligations that go along with it?
Yes and no. It certainly depends. When you look at everyone getting to the retro theme and everyone looking at different things, I think it can go two ways. If you think about parties that were thrown 40 years ago, it's everyone bring a bottle and everyone bring, you know, a dish, you know, bring your own stuff. And mm-hmm. I think everyone's continuing through today. I don't really see that much change. The whole thing, though, I will say this, and it is one of my pet peeves, as people throwing parties or people giving gifts or whether you're getting a bottle of wine, I do agree with Savannah. You can get more done with a handwritten thank you note mm-hmm. than I think anything known to mankind. And I don't think that the generation coming through or the generation in business now, I don't think people take the moment to realize what an impact that can have.
Yeah, I think the like things like the RSVP, for example, hasn't that just almost disappeared among a lot of people?
Unfortunately so, and it's absolutely frustrating for anybody. As we're talking about, we have a couple emails about people trying to plan parties, and they're like, well, I've invited 100 people. How much wine should I plan for? Well, today's generation, and it would not just generation, people today do not RSVP.
No.
It is my ultimate pet peeve. It drives me insane. Once again, I think I mentioned that I'm going to be hosting a party on New Year's Day. And I know that I have about 60 invitations out there. Fortunately, the people who I have invitations are really close friends that know that you better tell me whether you're showing up or not. But ultimately, it's just rude not to tell someone whether you're going to show up or not.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, by not RSVPing to someone, one, you're costing them extra money because they expect you to be there. But two, well, you're sending a message saying, well, something better may come up. So I'll just reserve that spot. Yeah, I'll go ahead and go. But if something better comes along down the road, then I'm not going
to
be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it says to me, too. And that's kind of frustrating.
It is very insulting all the way around. So I'm hoping you had the movie Mad Men or the TV show Mad Men out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have Boardwalk Empire, which if anyone has not seen that on HBO about the story of Prohibition and liquor and bootlegging, it is absolutely priceless. You mm-hmm. need to watch it. But with all the great stuff coming back from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, I'm hoping that some of the decorum that was expected back then will become commonplace back in society. Everything goes through its ins and outs and its fads. I'm hoping that the fact that people aren't communicating and RSVPing and writing the thank you notes is just something that they have slipped their mind or didn't realize they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Although I have seen some texts lately and I have seen some resumes and seen some things come across my desk that makes me believe that the art of any kind of handwritten note is going to be long gone because no one can spell anymore.
Well, that's true, and they're not teaching it anymore.
Well, my God.
They're not teaching cursive writing anymore.
Are they really not?
They've kind of cut back on that because they realize that technology has changed all that. You're more likely to get an emailed RSVP than anything these days or texted.
Well, that also goes hand in hand with people started sending out electronic party invites. So it goes both ways. If you're going to send out an electronic invite, if you get it back in electronic form, then that's what you should expect.
Yeah.
So, sorry. For our listeners, we did not mean to get off on that. But it is interesting to find out how etiquette can truly set off great discussions. That's a great topic. Call us. Let us know what you're thinking. 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. How has etiquette or the lack thereof affected what you're doing day in and day out? Or how does it impact your life? I have to admit, when I get a handwritten thank you note, be it for a job interview, be it from a winery, be it from a guest, be it from anybody, I do file that away. I notice that, hey, this is someone who is willing to take the time to thank me for my time or my efforts, then definitely they go to the top of my list. Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
You're just off in Never Never Land.
No.
See, part of etiquette also is also paying attention to the people who are speaking.
No. I was philosophically leaning back and scratching my chin over here, you see.
That was your chin?
I was thinking Laura's being wise today.
Usually that's followed by another letter. Okay, we will get back on the wine track. Something I have been meaning to mention. I haven't gotten around to it as Kent was stumbling for the musical interlude. There is an interesting thing. Behringer Wine Estates did something called Behringer and Bublé, and they are doing an exclusive song from Michael Bublé that is actually available on their website. So go to the website. You can download Michael Bublé's special song that's never going to be released anywhere but with Behringer, and you can just add to that wonderful collection because I know a lot of people are big Bublé fans.
Well, if you like, I'll try to find that. We'll end the show with it.
Well, that would be outstanding, but I don't fall in that category of a huge Bublé fan. I'll take the Eagles or everything else you've already done. However, I'm sure some people with my... a little more rock and roll, a little more generic taste, Bublé tends to get on my nerves.
Okay.
He's just a bit soft, the crooner. If I want crooner, I'll go Harry Connick, or I'll go back to Frank Sinatra. Anyway, we're trying to do a public service announcement here. We're supposed to be focusing on the Wine Crush. Behringer and Bublé, do check it out. Behringer.com should be the place where you can find that. Otherwise, interesting things in news. This is perfect that this crops up this time this year. Research finds that wine and cranberries fight plaque and cavities. So if you actually read through the article, if you have your cranberry sauce with your holiday meals and swish it down with a white wine or a red wine, it actually will help you with your teeth. It will help you from getting cavities, and it will also help you from getting that nasty plaque. So yet another thing that wine can do to make everyone's life a little bit better.
I just rediscovered my love for cranberry juice, and I've started drinking a lot of cranberry juice. So it's good.
Not juice, cranberries, the berries. You do not
But this is 100%. Cranberry juice.
But what does that have to do with wine and cranberries? The whole point is you have wine, you eat your cranberries, it helps your teeth.
Oh.
What is cranberry juice? Where are you doing?
Well, I know, but wouldn't that help my teeth too?
Well,
it's got cranberries in it.
It doesn't have wine in it.
Oh, it's got to be wine cranberries?
Weren't you the one just saying that this is a wine show? Can we focus on the wine? And
I think
now you're just throwing the wine out the window?
Okay, I'm sorry.
For our listeners, we apologize. Please understand you are listening to this Christmas week. And listening to this Christmas week, this is the level of entertainment that you have come to expect. This is what happens after we have our Christmas parties. Everyone leaves the studios, and this is what we wind up with. Happy now?
You want to go to break?
Yeah, why don't we take a small break right here? And when we come back, we will wrap up this show and try and find something a little on topic to talk about today.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20-year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And yes, contrary to popular belief, you have been listening to a wine show today. But to answer some wine questions, I am going to close the show on what I think is a very, very pertinent email I have received. I have heard you mention something like this on the show in the past, but I haven't heard what to do or do I know what to do. I recently took my family out after Thanksgiving. We were having a nice meal. We were going to enjoy dinner. I was hosting. In the middle of it, my brother-in-law grabbed the wine list and ordered 3 bottles of wine for the table. Not only did he not consult me, he asked no one else what they were drinking. At the end of the evening, sure enough, I received the bill. I was stuck with $500 worth of wine. 1, how should this be handled? And 2, what can I do to make sure that other people don't experience this? Well, 1, let me send a message out to the brother-in-law. If you're invited to a family meal and someone else has already announced they are hosting or paying for it, you do not touch that wine list. Do not get near it. Unless you are asked specifically to pick up the wine list and select for the table, then absolutely not. It is unheard of, speaking of etiquette, to order something and put it on someone else's bill. Secondly, for those of you who get out in situations like this, if you're hosting the party, the best advice I can give you is touch base with the server and say, hey, I'm interested in a red or white for the table. Talk to the table, find out if they want Chardonnay, if they want Cabernet, if they want iced tea. As host, it's your responsibility to make sure that everyone has some kind of voice in what's being consumed. But also, keep this in mind. As y'all go out, as y'all enjoy your party season, as you enjoy the holidays, never, ever, ever stick somebody with a bill for wine you wouldn't pay for yourself. On the flip side of this, never assume that someone likes to drink what you like. Always make sure you ask either before you buy it or before you suggest it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's crush as much as I have. I know we've been a bit all over the place, but it always makes fun just to have random discussions. Well, as you go on to enjoy the remainder of your holiday season, your friendly reminder from your friends at The Crush, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.